This is the Financial Compass with Matthew Brunner from Comprehensive Planning Associates. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Matthew provides his clients and prospects with the information that they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Matthew Brunner to help you find your financial direction.
Hello and welcome to the Financial Compass. My name is Matthew Brunner from Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, also known as Compass. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, please give us a call, 800-339-9252. Or you can visit us online at compass-ltd.com. While you're at the website, scroll on down to the radio section of the page. You can check out past shows, subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, even Amazon Music. Now, everyone's retirement should certainly be reflective of who they are, what their needs are. It should be there are tried and true retirement rules, and they should be customized to people for their particular situation so it can help you plan for those golden years you work so hard for. Now, during today's show, we're going to break down two of these rules that we hear all over the place. You hear so many rules. There's so many rules that they can't all be right, I'm thinking. But we're going to dig into a couple today. We're going to talk about the rule of 1,000 in retirement and the rule of dying with zero. If nothing else, hopefully you hear some information that will warrant a touch base with your financial pro. And if you're not working with a CFP and a fiduciary advisor, you might want to add them to your financial pro team. But before we break down the two rules we're going to talk about today, I want to introduce my co-host, Tony Shore, who he doesn't break the rules. He doesn't even make the rules. He takes the rules and makes them his own. Tony Shore, how are you doing today?
I don't know about that. But hey, knowledge is power, right? So I look forward to the show today.
There's very little power here.
No, there's a lot of power.
Oh, that's what I meant.
See. On your end of the mic, over here, all I have is I could talk about what I had for lunch today. Guess what I had for lunch today, Matt?
Pizza?
Meatloaf.
Don't. What? I love meatloaf. Did you have a meatloaf sandwich?
I'll tell you what, I love meatloaf with the ketchup on top.
I don't eat ketchup.
Yeah,
as I know a rule. Yeah. But when it comes to a meatloaf sandwich, it needs ketchup.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. 100%. Yeah. All right. But hey, we're just looking at two rules today. I think we can handle that. Usually we have a long bullet point list and we don't get through it all.
Quite often.
Quite often. So today, I'm glad you're keeping it to two. We'll get through this one. And because both are so important when it comes to retirement and what you're doing, retirement rules you need to know about. Otherwise it can be costly. That's why you work with somebody like yourself. But Matt, before we get into it, we're just getting out of a 3-day weekend. What did you do over the weekend?
I spent time with my kids. Grown adults now, but spent time with them. I finished building my chicken coop. I brought my chickens home to their coop. And then I had I went to the Memorial Day parade. I came home and I had a nice Memorial Day cookout, which I think should be we're talking about rules today. You know how I feel about a lot of different mandates and rules, but I think if there is one thing you should do, it's take some quiet time, stop and appreciate those who paid the ultimate price for this wonderful country that still has so much potential in front of it. And I think that's an important one. And I think there should be 3 days where you have to cook hamburgers, hot dogs. And don't get me wrong, you could put a brat instead of hamburger, but Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day all deserve a good cookout. And
I would agree.
I always have a hard time saying I'm celebrating Memorial Day. I like to
Well,
I think
yeah,
it should be held in its.
We're honoring its Memorial Day. We're honoring those. And we celebrate others' accomplishments on Memorial Day and appreciate them. And I think I'm glad you brought that up. And that's a great way to spend it with family, a parade to honor them. That's really important. I would agree. Dad and I went down to see my parents, and Dad and I went and put some, you know, we bought some of the bouquets that'll last, you know, they're fake and they have a spike on them, but we put them in front. They look really nice of some graves of family members who have served. And my dad was in the military. So I like that. But and your chicken coop sounds like you've accomplished some things as well. The chickens have come home to roost.
The chickens have come home to roost.
I finally get to say that. I've always wanted to say that. And today I can. So the chickens have finally come home to roost. You finished the coop. How is that? Are the chickens, are they doing okay?
Yeah, they're they really like the coop. They basically are hanging out in the coop. We bonded very quickly somehow yesterday. And so they come out of the coop quite when I go outside to say hi to them. They'll come out of the coop and they'll hang out outside for a little while. But when I go back inside, I notice they don't spend too much longer outside and they go back into the coop. They're still relatively young. They're only 11 weeks old.
Sure.
So, I mean, they're a little younger than a full-fledged meat would be, but these are laying hens. So these aren't food. This isn't food except for the eggs that'll be produced. These will be pets, and you know, they'll live a great life in their new environment.
So. Yeah. I think that's awesome. And, they've already bonded to you. They probably view you as their mother. So that's good. You can go out there and you're like their mommy.
Well, I hope it's not Norman Bates mom kind of
situation. No. You're a good parent. That's for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that's neat that you have chickens and got that accomplished. I know you've been working on that for a while. So I'm glad the chickens have finally come home to roost.
Me too.
So let's talk about this. The rule of 1,000.
That's the rule we're talking about. Yes.
That's the first one. What is that about?
All right. So Kiplinger, which is we dig into some of the articles they write, popular publication, writes a lot of financial press. They call this article the rule of 1,000. Is this retirement rule right for you? It provides some decent insight in the article. But let's just say if I have yet to come across any rule that is right for everyone except have a plan. That seems to be the one rule that everyone can aspire to. After that, there's going to be pieces of any of these. After that, I'm kind of like a mediastic transcendentalist when it comes to the rest of these pieces.
So that's the one universal rule of thumb that will apply to everyone is have a plan. That will always help. Yes.
Correct. And then you can pull some truth out of all these other rules.
Right.
So this is a decent one in a way, but it's got, let's start, it's a little rule. It's got perhaps some big impact. When it comes to retirement planning, you've got two options. You can either guess, which means you're not doing it, right? You're just guessing. I want this number. It seems nice, but you hope it sticks. Or you use a back of the napkin formula that gives you a real starting point. And that's kind of what this rule of 1,000 is. So here's how it works. For every $1,000 a month you want in retirement income, you're going to need to estimate, you're going to need to have about $240,000 saved up. That's based on something called the 5 and 5 rule. Okay, so now there's even more rules to the rule, which uses a 5% return and a 5% withdrawal rate. So if you want to pull $1,000 a month from your savings without draining the well, according to this rule, you're aiming for $240,000. But if you want $4,000 a month, you're going to have to multiply that by 4. You're going to need around $960,000. Now, it's not about perfection. It's about clarity. It gives you a target you can see. And quite honestly, having a target for most people is the most important thing. That's what a plan does for you. It turns the fuzzy future into something you can work toward right now, because knowing that number's kind of half the battle. If you're working with a planner and an advisor, even better, they can turn that rule of thumb into a real dialed in strategy that fits your life. It's no longer just a rule of thumb. Bottom line, don't fly blind. Retirement isn't a mystery, right? It's a math problem. And this one's got a pretty potentially helpful shortcut.
Okay. But I was told there would be no math. That's why you're here. So
that's
Matt,
why I am here.
Yes. So, Matt, how do we then use the rule of 1,000?
Okay, let's start at the very beginning. It's a very fine place to start. Is
sure.
What someone pretending to be, you know, a wonderful singing nanny once said.
yes.
Now, planning does not have to be complicated right out of the gate. You don't need a spreadsheet with 87 tabs, 65 different algorithms, 93,000 different formulas, and a PhD in economics. You need a ballpark figure as a starting point. That's where this $1,000 a month rule comes in. So here's how it works. Step one, you figure out what your monthly life is going to cost you once you stop working.
Right.
So think about things, your rent, your mortgage, food, gas, insurance, Netflix, golf, whatever you'll still be doing when the alarm clock is gone. All those things that are going to be on your spending plan while we're here doing what we're doing. $240,000 generates about $1,000 a month in income based on a 5% annual return, 5% withdrawal rate. So you say your number is $3,000 a month. Using the $1,000 a month rule, multiply 240 by 3, you landed a nest egg of $720,000. It's not perfect math, but it's powerfully simple. And remember, your retirement income doesn't live on savings alone. You're probably going to have some help from Social Security. Less likely, but possible, a pension. More likely, perhaps, some sort of annuity. That reduces the lift your savings is going to need to carry.
Right. And so, obviously, that's important. And again, a rule of thumb, a place to start. But is this rule precise?
I don't think it's even close.
Okay.
some people might say it's a thumb on the scale estimate. I'd say sure. It's probably like a ham fist on the scale estimate.
A ham fist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
if you want a picture, you know what that is.
Ham fisted. So,
yeah. And I like putting ham on scales. I like pork.
Sure. Yeah. You want to see what you're eating.
So
that thing weighs in it.
For younger savers looking for a long-term target, it's a great launch pad. You know, the greatest archer in the world is worthless without a target to aim at, right? So if you're just shooting blind, you're never going to hit something. You need a target.
Yeah. Having something. I mean, if Robin Hood didn't have the Sheriff of Nottingham, what would he have shot at?
Right. You know, I mean, if that arrow wasn't already in and he didn't split it, that would have been way less impressive. Oh,
right.
Great.
True.
Yeah. But anyway, so something to shoot for while you're building momentum is important. You know, if you're in your 50s or 60s, though, you're going to want a more dialed in game plan. That's why having that customized retirement plan helps. When you're doing a retirement plan for a 30-year-old, you're going to get into the nitty gritty of their now life, but there's so much room on their event horizon that there's a lot of adjustments that can be made over time. So the older you get, the more specific you're going to have to be. That's why you want to work with a pro for sure a lot more in those other years. But, you know, you may have heard of the 70% rule. What's that? Another rule? I know we said we'd only talk about two rules, but now we're on third for the day. Wow. But, you know, they say you'll spend about 70% of your current after-tax income in retirement. Or there's the 85% rule, which says you'll spend 85% of your current income. So if there's lots of rules, there's four. If you bring home $100,000 now, plan for around $70,000 a year or $5,800 a month when you retire. Some firms, according to the article, suggest saving 10 times your income by age 67. It's a ballpark, not a blueprint. So how are you going to get the right number? Working with an actual planner and a fiduciary advisor. You're going to get the right numbers, and it's not to say that there won't be changes and some of those numbers aren't going to switch, but you'll be dialed in for where you're at. Ultimately, the $1,000 a month rule won't get you all the way to there, but it'll absolutely help you take that first step of confidence. And sometimes that's all most people need to get their feet moving on that journey.
Okay, so how can a financial professional like yourself help our listeners out there decide if this rule or any other financial rule is right for them?
No offense, Tony, because I did kind of gloss over it, but the only rule you really need to pay attention to is have a plan. But what we're going to talk about is why some of these other ones can be helpful.
Sure.
So number one, have a plan. That's the rule that I think everybody should have in their pocket. After that, how you go about it. Listen, if you're working with a CFP, it's going to go kind of beyond the $1,000 a month rule. Is it a rough fit? I mean, a smart fit? Is it a rough starting point? A rough opening? I don't know. Look at your full financial picture. You're going to do that with a CFP, and they're going to take into account things like your goals, your risk tolerance, time horizon, taxes, estate planning issues, legacy planning issues, insurance issues, social security. Like, there's so many pieces. You want to know how the math is actually going to add up for your life. So all these rules offer simple guidelines. They don't factor in taxes, inflation, unexpected costs, things like that. Financial professionals, the right ones, CFPs, fiduciaries, they're going to build custom retirement plans. They're going to stress test it. They're going to adjust when your life adjusts. Rules are helpful. Personalized planning is where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
Turns guesses into confidence.
Well said. And so for our listeners out there who either don't have a plan or want to get a second opinion on their financial or retirement plans, how can they get a hold of you to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation?
Give us a call, 800-339-9252, or visit us at compass-ltd.com.
All right. So we're talking about this rule of 1,000, $1,000 plan, and deciding, is this rule right for you? What about it? There are some downsides, though, right? Let's talk about those.
Well, the downsides is it's, you know, limited book sales of some other people's rules. So they're probably arguing against it.
Sure.
And then, well, there are some places it does fall short.
Yeah.
You know, you always got to read the fine print. So, you know, most quick guesstimates, they're worth that. They're worth the quick guesstimate. Mm-hmm. It doesn't hurt to have an extra 2x4 when you're building a chicken coop.
Right.
Right. But, you don't want to have an extra chicken coop's worth of 2x4s when you're done. Or you don't want to realize you only had one to build the whole thing out of.
Right. Or right? You don't want to end up 3 short.
Well, right. Well, 3 short is a lot easier thing to take care of, right, than having twice as many as you needed or, you know, only one. So,
yeah.
And I think sometimes these general rules get you too close to the outsides. Simplicity doesn't mean accuracy. When you're talking about financial future, I don't like to measure in yards. I'd rather use a caliper and measure to, you know, hundredths of a millimeter. One of the biggest red flags, the 5% withdrawal rate it's based on is what most people have the problem with here. It's kind of on the high side, unless you're going close to what we're going to talk about later. But a lot of financial pros lean towards more conservative 4% rule or even 3% rule to protect your nest egg, make sure it lasts through a 30 plus year retirement. Now, let's be very honest too. We have to protect you as financial professionals. You know, especially if this isn't right for how you feel about things and you're just living outside of your means because of this, we don't want to lead you down those wrong paths. Our job is to protect that. It's not to be conservative when you want to be aggressive. It's to match what your plan looks like to where you're going to be at. So the 4%, you know, if you're looking at these things, is it going to last you a 30 plus year retirement? And if it can, I know there's people that argue against that too, but I'd rather err on the side of caution for a lot of this. 4% rule says you can withdraw 4% of your savings in year one and then adjust for inflation each year after. That's designed to keep your money working without burning through it too fast. It's also a really good rule for people to sell you something when they meet you for the first time and get you to sign on the dotted line. Right. Look, just following the 4% rule, you're going to be just fine. You think you're interested in this? Just sign right here. We'll get it back to you tomorrow. In 3 days, you can't say no. So be careful about all of these as rules. If you have a plan that says this is what you need and this is why, it makes a lot more sense. The 5% rule, it asks your portfolio to pull more weight. And that potentially gets risky in low return environments. But sometimes that only matters if you don't have enough of a proper emergency fund when the rest of your assets aren't properly positioned. If you've done the other work, maybe the $1,000 a month rule works just fine, but it's because you've done the smarter math to get to the easy math.
Yeah, you've done due diligence, and hopefully you're not doing it alone. I think the key is, again, you said have a plan, but also work with a financial professional. Those are the first two things to remember with any of these rules. And we've talked quite a bit about the rule of 1,000 so far in the show. Let's jump to the second rule. And again, there's an article in Kiplinger, right?
Yes.
And I believe that one's, what is this one? Bounce my last check rule?
Kind of. The die with zero rule.
Okay.
The die with zero rule of retirement is.
Yikes. There's that some, doesn't sound very promising.
Well, I don't know. They're, to a lot of people, it's incredibly, exactly what they want. I call it last breath, last dollar.
Yeah. And you've probably had people tell you that I want my last check to bounce. Have you ever had anyone say that to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said about that, I guess. You know, I don't ever like owing anybody anything. I don't get me wrong. I think there's good debt and bad debt, but I would hate to think that like my last check was to like the gas company that I get my gas from that fills the tanks because it's a small family company. And I hate to think I died owing them money. I wouldn't mind my last check bouncing if it was, you know, like for taxes.
Right to the government.
But
true.
I feel like we, you know, I've done my fair share already and I've got plenty more to pay. But sure. I do like nice roads. So what are we going to do?
Well, yeah.
Now, a lot of people aren't saving enough for retirement. We know that. We've done shows on it. You've seen the headlines, I'm sure. It's certainly a concern. And then, you know, I'm not going to, some people be like, well, especially with inflation, there's always been inflation. If there wasn't inflation, we'd still be, you know, getting soda at the fountain for a nickel like grandma did. Right. But it's not the case. You pay $3 for a bottle of Coke out of a machine. Now you don't even get to sit at the soda fountain. So we've seen it all the time where these things, you know, longer lifespans and things just cost more. But the bigger problem is the longer lifespan. But the one that doesn't, I think, sometimes get enough airtime is people saving too much and spending too little. I'm not saying spend willy-nilly and overconsume because I'm not a fan of overconsumption. But what I do see a lot of the time is people who've done the hard part, they built up savings, but they still live like they're one paycheck away from disaster. Hmm. Now, some people, you can't help it. You can't get away from that. You know, some people call it like mother, father, teacher, preacher, right? Like your parents and my parents were the kids of parents who lived through the Depression when they were, you know, young adults.
So they're going to hang on to it tight, aren't they?
Yeah. So you live with that. Yeah. You know, whatever you're raised with that mentality, that thing, you know, you got to do. And I was raised kind of the same way. You know, people make fun of me. I rinse out some Ziploc bags or whatever. I save the little, you know, twist ties off the bread bags, things like that. Why we use, you'd be surprised how much stuff I reused building my chicken coop this weekend.
But that's good.
I do it because I don't like to waste things.
Yeah, that's good.
And, but some people are so scared to touch the money that they saved, even though that's what it's for, is to be used now. A lot of retirees only withdraw about 2% a year.
Oof,
it's not really living, it's hoarding.
Yeah. And
quite honestly, I think a lot of problems in this world could be solved with generations being more free with getting their money to the generations below them.
Yeah, while they're alive, especially, I think is also a great point.
Yeah, there's some my clients I feel that are the happiest are the ones that have a decent amount of money. They're not ones that they can live absolutely worry-free, but they do what they can for their family now and they get to see them enjoy it.
Yeah.
And they're not worried. Like they're the ones that seem to be the happiest. I'm not saying the other people are unhappy. I just feel like that person has the most fulfillment in their life day to day. Other people are very good about creating these like bulletproof trusts to protect their money for the next two or three generations, but they don't enjoy enough of it now. And listen, it's okay. When I first started in this business, I used to have to try to talk a client into just go out to eat, have a steak dinner for the first time in your life. He'd never done it. He had millions of dollars and he'd never had a steak dinner and he loved steak. Somebody bought him steak before, he'd never just gone out to his own steak dinner. So, you know, like, live. Don't just hoard money. Don't deny yourself the experience if your plan says you can do it. Your money's meant to support your life. So rather than just sitting there looking impressive in an account statement, the Die with Zero philosophy is about being intentional. Spend wise, spend meaningful, create joy, spend money on family, on giving back. What's money you never use? It's time you traded for nothing. That doesn't make any sense to me. So now don't get it twisted. I'm not saying burn through your savings by 70 and then just be like, oh, hope it goes good from here.
Right.
But you know, you still need a smart plan. But that's, again, your plan should include living, not just surviving. Ask yourself, am I making the most of what I earned, or am I letting fear steal the best years of my life? And if you can't answer that question and you don't have somebody you're working with now, go do that next.
Yeah.
Go do that next.
There you go. Well, I think that's a great note to end the show on. The Die with Zero philosophy and the $1,000 rule. Two interesting rules or retirement strategies that people often look at. But again, the real true rule is have a plan and work with a financial professional. That's going to get you further, because you need a personal plan based on your own personal situation, right?
Yeah. Even if your personal situation is to spend your last dollar at your last breath.
Yeah.
That's a plan. And you can plan for it and you can make it as close as you can possibly get, right? Everything's got a plus and a minus. People should be telling you all of them for every decision you make financially. If you need help with that, give us a call, 800-339-9252. We can't help everybody. So if we don't have the time, we're going to put you on to someone who can. And that's our goal, is just let people have the life they want now while keeping that life they want to have, an eye on the life they want to have in the future. So give us a call, 800-339-9252, or visit us online at compass-ltd.com.
All right. Well, thank you, Matt, for the words of encouragement and trying to educate us on what's going on out there. There are a lot of different strategies. But again, folks, give Matt a call and call Compass to schedule that consultation, because you do need a plan in place. And that does it for today's episode of The Financial Compass with our host, Matt Brunner.
Thank you for listening to The Financial Compass. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Matthew Brunner at Comprehensive Planning Associates. Call 800-339-9252 or visit their website at compass-ltd.com. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Insurance products and services, fee-based financial planning, and investment advisory services are offered by Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD. Compass, a registered investment advisor in the state of Connecticut. Securities are offered by Gretchen Brunner and Matthew Brunner through Gradient Securities, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 866-991-1539. Member FINRA, SIPC. Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, Compass, and Gradient Securities, LLC are not affiliated companies. Gradient Securities, LLC and Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, Compass are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Please refrain from posting reviews of your experience, as this may be considered testimonials and are prohibited by the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. Like should not be considered a positive reflection of the investment advice services offered by Gradient Securities, LLC, GS, and or their investment advisor representatives.